You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. One way we learn history is through a textbook and lecture. Another, through the words and the handwriting of the people from our past, through letters, something today's college students don't necessarily see a lot of. Students at Grand Valley State are getting the chance to experience the emotional and historical power of letters through a podcast called To the Letter. With us from Grand Valley State University is Lee Rapinski, Archivist for Public Services and Community Engagement, and Jacqueline Rander, Library Publishing Services Manager. Together, they co-host the podcast To the Letter. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're excited to be here.
So, Lee, tell us, what's in the podcast? What is it listeners are hearing when they tune in to the Letter?
What they're hearing are some letters from Grand Valley State University's Special Collections and University Archives. So we have a particular collection from Joseph Olexa, and he wrote letters to his friend and later girlfriend, Agnes Vanderwide. And so when you tune in, what you're hearing is Joe's letters read word for word from a student actor. And then Jackie and I discuss a particular historical topic brought up by the letters and some of the things that we just find interesting or amusing from them.
And what era are we talking about?
We're talking about World War II.
Okay. Jackie, what was going on when Joe Olexa was writing and introducing himself to Agnes?
Some of the historical aspects that we talk about are, you know, a big one that we just recently recorded was how the mail system worked. So there's a lot of intricacies with the mail and how it got from one place to another. So we had the opportunity to interview somebody from the Smithsonian Postal Museum, and she explained a little bit more about how the mail system worked. We also cover rationing, some popular entertainment during that time in the 40s, and some military awards. And I know we're going to be covering a lot more in future episodes, but there's a lot to look forward to and a lot to cover.
I'm interested in how you got hold of these letters between Joseph Olexa. He was from Detroit, wasn't he?
He was, and Agnes actually lived in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So a family member of Joe's donated the letters to Special Collections in 2015.
So this is a way to kind of show off Grand Valley State Special Collections and University Archives, and also help everybody understand how important letters can be.
Absolutely. That's one of our primary goals.
And for students who are used to texting and Snapchatting and Instagramming and Facebooking, do you find that they're kind of intrigued by this idea of really communicating deeply through letters?
Yes, and that's something that is really unique about the kinds of collections that we have at Special Collections. So it makes for a very interesting experience for students who haven't had that exposure to handwritten letters before to come and actually look at those and to see some of the physical aspects of the documents themselves. And one of the things that Jackie has actually pointed out on the podcast is how similar some of their exchanges are to texts or emails today, or even dating websites.
So you've got students reenacting, kind of reading, but reenacting what these two are saying to each other. Is that the idea?
Yes. So far in the episodes we have released, we've only heard Joe's perspective because we don't have as many of Agnes's letters saved. But eventually we will get to hear Agnes's voice as well as some of their family members.
All right. We've got a clip. Let's take a listen to a student reenacting Joe Olexa introducing himself to Agnes.
Dear Agnes, since we have not met and were not introduced, I shall make this letter a letter of introduction. I am 22 years old, 5'7" tall, have brown hair, blue eyes, and weigh 160 pounds. In other words, I am husky and not fat. As for my looks, Mother Nature has been good to me, so I can pass as being good looking, although I do not like to brag. My personality is good and have no bad habits. I do smoke cigarettes, which is a habit most men have. I am Polish, speak good English, and my home is in Detroit, Michigan.
Well, it's just adorable. We were all kind of laughing about how, you know, I weigh this and I'm husky and I'm pretty good looking, but not fat. So they had not met face to face. Do we know about the genesis of these letters?
So what we have been able to figure out has just sort of come piecemeal from reading the letters themselves. But what we think is they were introduced by a mutual friend who may have been dating one of Agnes's friends at the time. And he encouraged them to write to one another.
And what was going on while they were writing, Jackie? Was he in basic training at that point?
He was in basic training when they were introduced. I think some of them were, within the United States, and then some of the later letters, they are coming from overseas, over in Europe. And so, yeah, it spans basically the entire war. These letters were being introduced.
And he saw a lot of combat in the European theater, did he not?
He did. He started serving in 1940. He actually enlisted before the draft was enacted. And during that time, he fought in the invasion of Normandy, the liberation of Belgium, the Battle of Hertogen Forest, and the Battle of the Bulge.
Well, he was in two of really some of the most major and vicious bloody battles of World War II. So he really saw a lot of action. What are some of the historical lessons, Jackie, that people can learn that you're hanging these letters on?
It's just something that makes them kind of unique. Joe is very, very positive in his letters. He's really upbeat. And so when you compare that to the kinds of service that he was involved in at the time, it makes for this very interesting perspective of the war and how soldiers felt about it and how they dealt with it when they talked to their loved ones.
Well, let's listen to one more clip. Here's Joe Alexa talking about his pen pal sweetheart, Agnes.
Subject request. Please rush. Described item below. My girlfriend. Height. 5 feet, 7 inches. Brown eyes, dark brown hair. Weight, 128 pounds, with sunny disposition. Reason, haven't seen her in 16 months, and I'm very anxious to give her a real big hug. Yours truly, Joseph P. Olexa. Company L, 26th Infantry, APO 1. P.S. Don't disappoint me.
I have to wonder, what did students of 2017 think of him telling the postman in this letter Agnes's weight, 128 pounds? What do people think of that?
I was pretty startled by it.
I was as well.
I'm not sure if he was my boyfriend, if I would have been really happy about that.
What do you hope that your students will get from doing this podcast to the letter?
I really hope that students are seeing the value of primary sources. That's one of the main focuses that we have at Special Collections and University Archives, is demonstrating how important it is to see that firsthand perspective. And I also hope that they're starting to appreciate that they can have interest outside of their areas of study. So neither Jackie nor I is a history major, but we both really are enthusiastic about learning and having this opportunity to really learn more about World War II and dig into some of these topics, even though it's not our primary career path.
And then I guess probably the same hopes for those listeners who tune into To the Letter. Now, how many episodes will you plan to do with these letters from Joe Alexa and from Agnes Vanderweide? How many episodes do you think you're going to go?
I have roughly outlined probably 23 to 25 episodes
Wow.
right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of letters.
A lot of letters. And then what's ahead? Do you have other collections and other eras in mind?
If this podcast is well received, I would love to continue on. We have a very interesting Civil War collection that I think might be fun to dive into if people are interested in hearing more.
Well, I know I'm hooked. I love that idea of letters. I actually was lucky enough to find letters from my father to his mother, who died while he was overseas in
Wow.
World War II. So, and I never knew her, and I found them after he passed away. And he talks about Bob Hope coming to the base, and he couldn't go because he was on guard duty.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was wonderful. And you really do get a sense of these folks writing and reaching out to each other. And so I want to tune in. How do people find your podcast?
You can find us via our blog, which is gvsu.edu/specialcollections.wordpress.com, or you can subscribe via iTunes.
There you
go. Which is the easier path.
I think that is a real good easy. So go to iTunes and look for To the Letter. Lee Rapinski and Jacqueline Render, they co-host this podcast, To the Letter, a podcast from Grand Valley State University Special Collections and University Archives. Thanks for being with us, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.